Yeah, and I think that that coincides with what Dr. Merritt was talking to about keeping us all in this fear mode for the past year and a half. People lose their rationality. They go out and take a shot. They have no idea what's in it.
So you had an ask.
So we lost him. Saskia? I hope he gets on.
An outstanding friend who passed away. Recently. Is there? Anyone there? Anyone?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We're here.
All right. All right. Well, you had an outstanding friend who passed away recently named Paul Hellyer. Now, if people don't know who he is, he's the former Prime Minister of Defense for Canada. He went on record to say all governments are run by aliens. Okay? And I'm sorry for the news, everyone. But these, not only is your entire governance system designed by aliens, the hierarchical system designed by aliens, not they know how you're genetically made because they created you. I'm sorry for the news, but they didn't create your spirit. They didn't create your consciousness. You're living in a vessel that they co-created in a genetic manipulation, and they can make us sick if they want to. So we're not behaving very well, are we? So why don't we whip out a couple viruses? Okay, so there's your clue as we all get chills how awesome we are.
Yeah.
We're putting this together very quickly, and they're guessing again when we get our feet underneath us, as you call it ascension, but everyone has the ability to be in an ascension frequency right now.
And it makes sense. They're trying to permanently change our DNA with the mRNA. And creating these babies with dog tails, they look like octopuses. They're black-eyed babies. They don't have any souls, no pineal gland, no chakra system.
Right. Okay. Yes. So that's exactly what you guys are talking about. Is okay. So why would you do that? Couldn't you just kill us instead? Oh no. Wait a minute. Now, here's the real story. They need us to come back around and reincarnate again, or they don't have a planet to play with and control.
I see.
Can we start with the ascension frequency right now? Because it's time for it?
You can't because you don't believe in it yet. That's my joke, Gerard. That's my joke, Gerard.
Yeah. It's the only way to come out of this.
Mm-hmm. And here's the trick. It's so simple. It's difficult. All you have to do is get excited about every choice in your life and everyone you're around. You don't participate with people who don't live in a high lifestyle like you do, as an example, because that's how fast you're co-creating now. Mm-hmm. Your inspiration and all the people around you are what creates this incredible balance in higher vibrational experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kannst du es wiederholen?
Saskia? Is the 5G an attempt to block that?
Right. So 5G has a couple tools. Not only can you use 5G as a weapon and chemtrails too, opposing Earth, but also above Earth. So you have a lot of opportunities to defend yourself from beings that are coming into this planet. So the chemtrails with all the barium and all the tracers, these vessels can cloak themselves. And so the radar doesn't pick them up. But the chemtrails do help to show you where the negative alien ships are. And vice versa, now you can also program your masses. So for me, the transhumanism is number one agenda. And getting the breed of stock you really want. 5G helps do the programming, of course, and now you can get maybe a more subtle herd, more controllable herd. Yeah. But it also can be a weapon that to defend us, because there's some people who want to help us. Well, you want to know where they are.
So you think Elon Musk is a good guy or a bad guy? I can't figure out if he's putting these things up into the sky to damage us or to defend us.
Okay, so is this a gentleman on the news?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that owns Tesla and SpaceX.
Okay.
He's putting all these satellites up.
Now I'm trying to be facetious here. So he's on the news. He's on the news?
So he's probably a bad guy, is what you're saying.
All right. So it's real easy to see now. All right. Should be real easy to see. So here's an example. Did Elon Musk come to your door? By the way, have you met him?
No.
Okay. Did he come to your door and ask you to vote for the 5,000 satellites? Not 80, 5,000 yeah. satellites he put around your planet? He did not. Do you have any... So most of the wars that are going on up there have both sides. They're fighting for both sides. The agenda coming into this reality and the herd down here, how it's going to evolve. So it's got many, many silos. It's got many colors. So I think you answered your question. There will be a time that we will all have the same ability to feel the information instead of hearing me talk. So even as we talk, you'll see you already felt the answer before you asked me.
Well, but on the other hand, I just have to say that I didn't vote for SDI either, but I thought it was a good idea. You know,
so
military defense isn't something we normally vote for. If it were defense.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite subjects, being involved in it. Okay, so, you know, when you go outside your door, you have the city police, and then you have the county police, and then you have the state police. Might as well have a Port Authority police, and then you have an army. Oh, let's not forget the FBI. You have the Marines, you have the Navy, you have NATO. Let's just keep going and going and going. Apparently somebody, half the world now let's marry that with our court system. So now we have a judicial system to marry with these police. Okay, so first of all, apparently everyone's really bad here. The whole half this world is a policeman, whether you're in courts, banking, or the military, police, I don't care what it is. So everyone's policing everybody here. And that's why they're doing it. It's perfectly designed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
Also, willst du das mal übersetzen, bitte, Saskia?
Wo soll ich denn jetzt anfangen?
Na, ist schwierig, aber du musst dich mehr öfters melden, bitte.
You had some questions from your friends?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, but we need some translations also.
Okay.
Okay, and where do I start? With Elon Musk? It was Elon Musk.
Du warst also, Elon Musk, ja.
Ist er lieb oder nicht lieb? Ich glaube, die Frage stellt sich, die stellt sich gar nicht mehr. Die Frage, die Q jetzt war bei dir an der Haustür. Woher kennst du ihn nur aus Nachrichten? Hast du ihn jemals getroffen? Hat er dich gefragt, als er da seine Satelliten hochschicken wollte? Also es ist eigentlich offensichtlich und es wird offensichtlicher, wer spielt für die Guten und für die Schlechten oder für beide vielleicht. Es wird eine Zeit geben, wo wir diese Informationen nur noch, wo wir sie schon fühlen, wo wir gar nicht mehr den direkten Austausch brauchen, sondern wo wir es schon fühlen werden. Das dazu. Und ansonsten ging das jetzt sehr weit zurück. wo soll ich jetzt noch ansetzen?
Also er hat noch gesagt, dass es also ganz viele Polizeiorganisationen gibt.
So. Ja, also auch das ist gemacht. Wir leben auf einer Welt, die komplett kontrolliert wird, wo immer wieder die einen andere kontrollieren. Also ob es Polizei ist, ob es Militär ist, ob es Navy ist, ob wer auch immer ist, es geht um dieses Kontrollieren. Und auch das ist gemacht. Genauso wie, er hatte noch angesprochen, all unsere Regierungen werden von Aliens gesteuert. Ja, alles, was im Außen wir sehen, was gemacht ist, von den Aliens gemacht. Und selbst unsere Körper, die wir haben, ist von Aliens gemacht. Das Einzige, was ihnen nicht gehört, was sie nicht kreiert haben, ist Spirit und uns Bewusstsein. Aber der Körper gehört, dieses ist auf Basis ihrer Genversuche, was auch immer sie da gemacht haben, entstanden. Deswegen können sie auch jederzeit ein Virus loslassen, weil sie wissen, wie dieser Körper funktioniert. Ja, warum töten sie uns nicht? Könnt ihr mir auch sagen, die könnten ja einfach einen tödlichen Virus wirklich loslassen und uns alle dahin raffen. Sie brauchen uns, um auch hier selber inkarnieren zu können. Wenn sie nicht mehr inkarnieren können, dann können sie hier auf diesem Planet nicht mehr sein. Also versucht man mit uns zu experimentieren. Und das ist das, was wir gerade live miterleben. Ja,
yes. Yes. Okay. The goal here is mind control. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the whole goal here. Yeah. Yes, there's a virus. Yes, there's other events going to happen. But because we're not educated enough to understand that circumstances are creating our future instead of us creating our future. So as I've always said, and I'll keep saying as much as I can until I'm tired of hearing myself, circumstances don't matter. Your state of being is what creates our new future. Mm. Circumstances do not matter. That's their weapon. Your weapon is unbelievable faith in your next choice, living the highest excitement at the highest level you can possibly imagine. I'll wait.
Okay, also um was es hier letztendlich geht, das letztendliche Ziel ist Gedankenkontrolle. Es geht immer letztendlich um die Gedankenkontrolle. Dass im Außen Umstände geschaffen werden für uns, aufgrund dessen wir dann wieder aus diesen Umständen kreieren. Aber darum geht's nicht. Es geht nicht um Umstände, sondern wir kreieren aus uns selbst heraus. Deswegen heißen wir Schöpfer, indem wir alles, was wir tun, was wir denken, aus der größten Inspiration heraus tun. Also wirklich aus dem Herzen heraus und nicht abhängig von Umständen im Außen. Das ist das, was wir verstehen müssen, dass die Umstände im Außen nichts mit unserem Seinszustand zu tun haben, sondern dass unser Seinszustand derjenige ist, der wiederum der kreiert und schöpft und daraufhin die Zukunft entsteht. Und solange wir aufgrund von Umständen im Außen kreieren, spielen wir das Spiel mit von denen. Geht es denen gut, den bösen Jungs da? Bis wir verstanden haben, dass wir die Schöpfer sind von allem.
Okay, also die meisten von Radio Soul, die Hörer und Hörerinnen, die glauben das nicht, dass es Außerirdische gibt. Das ist also wirklich ganz weit hergeholt für sie. Und jetzt wollte ich ganz konkret fragen, wenn ich jetzt mich selbst nicht wohlfühle in meinem Körper oder in meinem Umfeld, in meiner Meinungsäußerung, in meiner Freiheit der Meinungsäußerung und der Bewegungsfreiheit, was kann ich jetzt selbst tun, Q?
Wie meinst du, was kann ich jetzt selbst tun?
Ja, also er hat ja gesagt, es ist wichtig, dass wir das, was um uns herum ist, nicht entscheidet, also nicht die echte Realität ist, sondern das, was wir daraus machen, wenn ich es so richtig interpretieren darf. Das heißt, was wir aus dem Moment machen, das ist die wahre Schöpfung, das ist Kreation, das ist die wahre Realität. So, das geht natürlich
okay,
super.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Ja, es geht super, wenn es mir gut geht, aber wenn es mir nicht gut geht.
I'll give you a quick example that I wish you to translate. I'm only staying on this radio because I'm excited for calls and questions to come in. Then if I don't get any calls and questions, I'm going to hang up. That's a choice that I'm really excited about. I cannot wait to hear people calling in and explore their co-creativity with us. Mm-hmm. So the minute I get this excited about this show, I will hang up. And so if you look at your choices every day like that, synchronicity will occur. All the people, all the resources, because we're living in a reality that we are creating now, co-creating. So you don't have a choice now. We're very evolved.
Also was Kürt sagt, ist sehr schön, hat er, wie auch immer, jetzt tatsächlich deine Frage erfüllt, verstanden. Du sagst, mir geht's gut, wenn die äußeren Umstände gut sind. Wenn es äußeren Umstände nicht gut sind, dann geht's mir auch nicht gut. Das ist ja genau die Zwickmühle, in der wir uns befinden. Wenn du aus dir heraus kreierst, aus deiner höchsten Inspiration, jeden Moment, jeden Gedanken, dann entsteht Synchronität. Dann kommt auch das zu dir, was zu dir kommen soll. Und dann wird auch das Außen entsprechend deiner inneren Einstellung kreiert werden von dir selber. Es hängt von dir ab. Und das ist das, was er gut auf den Punkt gebracht hat. Wenn er jetzt anruft hier zum Beispiel und es würde ihm keinen Spaß machen, würde er auflegen. Ganz einfach, weil es nicht mehr aus seinem Inneren herauskommt oder nicht ihn im höchsten Maße inspiriert. Wonderful said, Q. Okay.
Also, ich habe Fragen von Hörern mitgebracht.
Okay. Q, we have some questions from listeners.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope I didn't steal the doctor's thunder, but Ted, he likes to overbook us all, so let's have fun with it.
I've been talking for a while, it's okay.
Okay, Gerhard, möchtest du?
Okay, one of my listeners asks, why have you been tortured by military complex? Can you tell a bit how things started for you here on this earth? How have your blocks been removed?
Okay. Very, very long story. Okay. And I'm one of many, many. And so I would encourage people to go back through many of the shows. There's a couple web pages that I'll promote here in the future. I'm not organized today for them, but essentially, there is a tool to see the viability of the light body when it comes in as it marries with the genetic body. I'll wait for the translation.
Also, es ist eine lange Geschichte, Q's Geschichte, die Geschichte von vielen. Wer das nachlesen möchte oder sich nochmal anhören, es gibt viele Shows darüber bereits, wo er darüber erzählt hat. Aber hauptsächlich gibt es ein Werkzeug, was überprüfen kann, wie der Lichtkörper mit dem Körper in dieser Genetik, wie er ist, sich verbindet.
So I want to be real careful. I do not share the type of torture that I was put through because it's pretty tough information. Mm-hmm. But essentially, they have the ability to kill you thousands and thousands of times and put you back into a body.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also er möchte über das, was ihm angetan wurde, nicht genau reden oder das wiedergeben, weil es doch ziemlich krass ist. Aber was möglich ist, ist, dass man jemanden tausende Male töten kann und immer wieder in denselben Körper bringen kann.
Right, and so some of the wars you witnessed, certainly World War II, that was, you got to almost learn what that was really about when they were killing many people there. They could actually scavenge, recapture the soul and recycle it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Also, where was that they were killing so many people in this?
It's not important. Oh. Just know that that was part of the agenda to create great drama. Number one, great scare, the shell shock of all of these cities and the death created a mass body of energies. Don't look at it as just one individual being killed by a bomb, as an example. They wanted thousands of people in terror. That is an energy field that they love.
Are they doing that now with the fear that they, you know, farmed out in the last year and a half and the people passing away?
Ted, you already know the answer.
I know the answer. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. These are cycles. All right. So now some of the tools that you're seeing in your day-to-day life are from the tortures that I went through. That's what's the most disturbing. Mm-hmm. I'll wait for the translation.
Also was er gerade gesagt hat, dass viele Kriege, die Kriege, die wir kennen, da kreiert wurden, um größtmögliches Leid und größtmöglichste Angst zu kreieren. Und vor allem die Menschen, die eben darunter leiden, unter Verlust leiden, weil dieses Energiefeld, was dort entsteht, davon leben diesejenigen, die diesen Planeten eben im Griff haben. Und diese Werkzeuge, von denen Q jetzt sprechen wird, das ist die auch zum Folter genutzt werden.
Mhm. Right. So everything has to do with your spiritual capabilities and bringing in more of your spiritual capabilities. They don't like that because you'll figure this out real quick. So anyway, to answer the question, the primary reason at the end of my career, which will never be acknowledged, was to do the hyperspace travel. So when you get a genetic match with a viable light body match, you can do, they want multidimensional travel. I don't like the word dimension, but for the ease of conversation. And they know they don't have it, and they know we do.
Okay. Also was sie wollen ist, dass man multidimensional reisen kann. Und dafür suchen sie einen Lichtkörper, der genau zu einem genetischen Körper passt. Weil sie selber nicht in der Lage sind und deswegen suchen sie dafür jemanden, der das tun kann. And das ist das, was Q kann.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting for my MyLab settlement agreement, which will of course never come. But if you want to look at my story, you can go and look at people I don't even keep up with who have the same story. That would be Misha Johnson. She has a book and webpage, and you can look at Stuart Swerdlow. We're all in different programs in experiencing the same thing, and there's a whole lot more that I have found that I have to protect. So I won't give them their names. These people are savvy and they can take care of themselves.
Okay. Also es gibt eine ganze Reihe von Menschen, die durch dasselbe gegangen sind, die aber in anderen Programmen sind, aber Ähnliches machen. Ein paar Namen hat er genannt und viele schützt er aber einfach und zeigt. Aber es gibt genügend, sehr, sehr viele, die Ähnliches oder Gleiches wie er erlebt haben.
So I will give you one torture that is their favorite, and that is to implant memories that are not yours. Mm-hmm. And for me, they did it biologically and technologically and overlay technology. And so they're doing that to you right now, but it's so subtle you can't tell.
Okay, I have a question about that.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been listening to this stuff about CERN and the Mandela effect and whether we're on two timelines. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, besides spending 10 years in the Navy and, you know, being at Nimitz Hall, seeing all the pictures of former Navy ships, knowing something about Navy history, as a kid, for some unknown reason, a little girl in the landlocked state, I watched every Navy, like, submarine movie and World War I documentary and all this. I don't know why. But I'm going to tell you the only thing I ever saw the entire time were gray bottom boats, okay? World War I ships, they were all painted gray. World War II, they were all painted gray. And now we have these pictures coming out and this whole story coming out about these Dazzle ships. Have you seen those, Ted? This is one of those things that is like they're talking about. I think it's just blowing my mind because I mean, where were they? Why didn't I see one picture of this before? But they're these ships with these weird psychedelic paintings on the hull. And the story goes, they did this in World War I and they did it in World War II in order to, mess up people's, just looking at a periscope.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're all over the internet now. Not over, but if you know where you're looking.
Right, right.
What the heck? What do you think that is? What's the real truth here? Now, is this, I don't know what to think. Are they just screwing with us with these pictures or?
Go ahead, Ted, unless you want me to answer.
Go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so it might be easier to look at the transition to where someone is steering the propaganda, and that is they want you're seeing a lot of modern vessels now, whether it's in the air or water, that they're doing their best to sneak out a spaceship for you, so it won't be such a more difficult transition. I assure you spaceships have been here a very, very long time. And you'll notice that the submarines, even when I assume, guessing your age, the submarines that were not publicized were still faster. Notice they made them faster than torpedoes. Mm. Not many people know that the Titanic was destroyed by a submarine. Mm. Right. So how are you going to get them off that story if you can't even explain to them that the modernization of our military industrial complex was trickled out even to the military in silos in which they wanted. Simultaneously, you were able to travel to all sorts of solar systems, even in World War II. There was all sorts of portal technology, vortice technology. Many, many tools are here, and doesn't look like they're giving it to us.
But they're claiming that the ships built in the classic manner in 1918, in 1910 and things, had these Dazzle designs on them. Nothing that we ever saw. I mean, again, growing up my whole life watching these movies of documentaries of World War I, World War II, looking at pictures of ships in the Navy, in the museums, none of them showed that when I was growing up. Now, if I go back to Nimitz Hall, am I literally going to see pictures of Dazzle ships that I didn't see before? Has our history, has our past history changed?
I see your question now.
That's
forgive,
my question.
Yeah. Forgive me. So, again, we'll start from the beginning. What is it you believe?
I believe that those Dazzle ships did not exist in World War
I. Okay, so how would you get someone to believe in it?
Well, they could just be fake pictures. I mean, that's the simplest answer.
So again, there's no such thing as time or space. So we already have you talking about these ships just by being introduced to the image that they existed. Right. And the future can be created with it too. See, this is a mind control, duality-based reality system. All of these computers, all of the literature that's been given to you has been constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's tough to get off the curb here. It's not easy information. As long as we keep looking backwards, they can create the future they want. They is a very large topic, but just assume that it doesn't really matter what our history is as much as it's entertaining for us. Because as long as we keep going backwards, we're not going forward. Period.
Well, what about the, they who control the past control the future. So if you change the past history, I mean, if you told me that we fought the Revolutionary War because or that we didn't fight the Revolutionary War or something, I mean, it would change how we look at, America. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're redefining the past right now and making us, feel guilty about this, that, and the other thing.
Works so, good, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I know. So I
works
do
really good
to make sure
it, we it works really and good. And this is why I do these shows. I'm on Ted's ass all the time. Hey, as long as you keep talking about the next event to the next event, the past, and JFK didn't say it's not interesting, but the solution is always going to be how powerful we are, and that is creating a beautiful out of this world place that we want, because the duality guys, the global onius, whatever you want to call them, they're not stopping, are they?
No.
It doesn't really matter the topic. It really doesn't matter. They don't really care. These guys are really smart. You must remember these IQs cannot be measured. They know how to control a herd.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I have to say, one of the things that makes sense, that what you said is, I have a friend, Willie Soon, that's an astrophysicist, and they love to ping on him for climate denial, but he's actually a scientist, knows how to measure things. And I asked him one time if he had pictures going or graphs going way back about CO2 levels, because they only show you a little time frame, so it makes look like CO2 is going up. But it turns out we're at an all-time low. And one of the things that kind of made me say, was the fact that we're at 419 parts per million and that we're in a starvation level for plants compared to what we would be. Plants would like to be 1,200 to 1,700 parts per million. And so why are we wanting to go lower? What, in other words, if you're a human being, you're not going to do well if we go down to what they're talking about CO2 levels. So that kind of
perfect, made me wonder. Perfect answer.
About who's in charge here.
That's right. So the question and the answer is perfect, because if you really want to control us, you're going to keep us denser and denser and not teach us that we're actually a conscious spirit being that's in a body that's 75% water, arguably.
Translate, please.
Mm-hmm.